The law is the true embodiment of everything that's excellent. It has no kind of fault or flaw, and I, my lords, embody the law. The constitutional guardian eye of pretty young wards in Chancery, all very agreeable girls, and none are over the age of 21. A pleasant occupation for a rather susceptible chancellor.
A pleasant occupation for a rather susceptible chancellor.
But though the compliment implied inflates me with legitimate pride, it nevertheless can't be denied that it has its inconvenient side. I'm not so old and I'm not so plain, and I'm quite prepared to marry again. But there'd be the deuce to pay and the lords if I fell in love with one of my wards. Which rather tries my temper, for I'm such a susceptible chancellor.
Which rather tries his temper, for he's such a susceptible chancellor.
Everyone who'd marry a ward must come to me for my accord, and in my court I sit all day, giving agreeable girls away. With one for him and one for he, and one for you and one for ye, and one for thou and one for thee. But never, oh never, a one for me. Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
And now, my lords, to the business of the day.
By all means. A Phyllis, who is a ward of court, has so powerfully affected your lordships that you have appealed to me in a body to give her to whichever one of you she may think proper to select. And a noble lord has just gone to her cottage to request her immediate attendance. It would be idle to deny that I myself have the misfortune to be singularly attracted by this young person. My regard for her is rapidly undermining my constitution. 3 months ago, I was a stout man. I need say no more. If I could reconcile it with my duty, I should unhesitatingly award her to myself. For I can conscientiously say that I know no man who is so well fitted to render her exceptionally happy.
No.
But such an award would be open to misconstruction. And therefore, at whatever personal inconvenience, I waive my claim.
My lord, I desire on the part of this house to express its sincere sympathy with your lordship's most painful position.
I thank your lordships. The feelings of a Lord Chancellor who is in love with a ward of court are not to be envied. What is his position? Can he give his own consent to his own marriage with his own ward? Can he marry his own ward without his own consent? And if he marries his own ward without his own consent, can he commit himself for contempt of his own court? And if he commit himself for contempt of his own court, can he appear by counsel before himself to move for arrest of his own judgment? Ah, my lords, it is indeed painful to have to sit upon a woolsack which is stuffed with such thorns as these.
My lords, I have much pleasure in announcing that I have succeeded in inducing the young person to present herself at the bar of this house.